Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Kingdom Life Ministries broadcast. I am your host, Alberta Mitchell, and I will be leading prayer this morning. Thank you for joining us in prayer, where we come before the Lord, and we pray for 1 hour, and we give our supplications and our hearts to God. So we will begin our prayer. And remember, if you would like to join us live, that number is 646-929-2091, where we go before the Lord every Saturday morning Eastern Standard Time, beginning at 10:30. Again, that number is 646-929-2091, every Saturday morning at 10:30. And now we will begin our prayer. Heavenly Father God, most gracious and kind God, we thank you because you're loving and you're true. We come to you today, Lord God, first acknowledging your presence, O Lord God, and your goodness and your mercy. Father, we acknowledge that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. There's no other God we want to serve but you. No other God that we want to look to but you. No other God that we want to commit ourselves to but you. Our strength and our hope, God, is in you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless and adore you, God. And we give you the praises. We will lift up our eyes unto the hills, from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, Lord, who made heaven and the earth. We present ourselves before you, God, in humility and with supplication. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, hear the desires of our heart. We reverence you, Lord, and ask you that you hear us when we pray. In the name of Jesus, bless us, God. Oh, Lord, be our rock. Stand for us today. Be our fortress. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we look to you, Lord. We're holding on to your hand. Thank you, Jesus. We surrender, Lord, and submit our heart. We submit our souls. We submit our minds completely. We don't hold back. Oh, God. But we give everything to you, Lord. Everything belongs to you. Use us, God, as you see fit. In the name of Jesus, anoint us to go forth for the harvest of souls. Bless our families. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to reach out to the unsaved family members in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we give you the praises, and we give you the glory, and we bow to you, God. You are the only God. You are the righteous God. Oh, God, we ask you to mend broken families and unite them in love and peace. Repair relationships and bring families back together in love. We thank you, Lord, because we know, God, that you will do it. We know that you can do it. Oh, God, remove the spirit of offense and unforgiveness from our hearts and our minds. And help us to forgive. Break up the fallow ground of
the name of Jesus. Let every generational curse be broken. And every cycle of poverty, debt, and lack be destroyed from our life. We decree and declare right now that we have more than enough to meet every need. Oh God, we said thank you. We come against strongholds and obstacles and hindrances and distractions. We come against sickness and depression. We come against divisions and jealousy and envy and confusion. We come against destruction. And we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. We bind up every unclean, foul, wicked spirit from operating in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood. Let the blood of Jesus flow. Let the blood of Jesus flow over our minds. We cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We will think on whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely and of good report. We pull up anxiety and stress and disease and worry. We will not worry. We will not worry. We will not worry. In the name of Jesus, cut it off from our life, God. Help us to rest in you. You are our Savior. We rest in you. Oh, God, we rest in the faith that we have in you. We will not worry or become anxious. By Jesus' stripes, we are healed of all sickness and disease and worry. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every negative word spoken against us will fall to the ground with no effect on our life. We come against the words of the naysayers that don't believe in the power of God and the ability of God for our life. We come against their negative words. Our life will not be reflective of the negative words that people speak. But our life will be dictated by the word and the power of God. God, you said in your word, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So God caused the greater one to stand up in us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, I can do all things, strengthens me. So now, God, let the word of God be in the hearers, in the ears of the hearers, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you and gives you the power to go forth in his name and gives you the power to do excellent and great things. And gives you the power to walk in righteousness. And all uncleanness, all addictions, all sin be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Oh, God, we bow to you. Oh, God, we bring our supplications before you. Oh, God, we reverence you. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you. Because we know that we can do nothing without you. We decree and declare right now that God supplies all of our needs. There is no need that we have that God cannot supply. We decree and declare that the faith of God rise up in us so that we know that God is for us and God loves us and God will protect us and God will see us through every problem, struggle. God, we believe you. Cause our faith to rise up. Cause our faith to rise up, to believe and know that you can pull us out of every problem, every trial, every struggle, that there's nothing that we go through that you cannot solve for us. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you now. We believe, God, and we trust. And we decree and declare that we are blessed going in and coming out in the name of Jesus, that no danger will come upon us as we go in and as we go out, as we go in our homes and as we go out, as we get on public transportation and as we go out, as we go into our jobs and our places of work and as we come out. No danger. No danger will come upon us. In the name of Jesus, we are covered under the blood of Jesus. We are protected both day and night. We will not be captured by the snare of the fowler. Oh, God, but we are protected. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my strength, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence. And we will not be afraid. Those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts and our minds, give us the love and the faith and the power to go forth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call forth the anointing and the fire of God to overflow. Oh, God, we don't want a little, but we want to overflow. We want to overflow, God. We want to overflow. Help us to overflow. Let the overflow of your anointing and your fire and your love and your compassion, oh, God, the world is so hard. The world is so rough. But let your compassion reach your people in the name of Jesus and overflow in our life in the name of Jesus. Break off disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness in the name of Jesus and let your will prevail. Let your will prevail, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Oh God, let love, joy, peace, meekness abound today. Goodness and faith and long suffering abound today. Let the power of the Holy Ghost abound today and be released in our life. Let the destiny and the purpose of God come forth in manifestation Give us divine connections to fulfill our purpose and our destiny in you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that it is so. We praise you that it is so. Oh, God, we lift up your name and we worship you. We thank you. We are grateful in our hearts. And we're grateful, God, for everything that you do. Help us, God, not to complain and murmur. Oh, God, take the murmuring and complaining from our lips and from our minds and from our hearts, no matter what people do. Take the complaints and the murmuring from our minds and our lips. Oh, God, we don't want to complain. Don't allow us to murmur. But God, help us to have an attitude of gratefulness. We have food on the table. We have shelter over our heads. We have clothes to put on our back. We have shoes to put on our feet. God calls us to be grateful today. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to take possession of the inheritance reserved for us. Let the power and the authority of God rest on us. God caused the anointing to fill our atmosphere. You said in your word to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. God, send your power. God, send your power. God, send your power. God, send your power. Power for us to walk right. Power for us to talk right. Power that the enemy will not take control. Power to walk in good character and integrity before our God. Power to do right to people that are doing us wrong. Power to love our, power to do good to those that have us in manipulation. Power to speak a kind word when we're being given evil words. Power to show forth the love of God, even when we're being done wrong. Power, God, we cannot do it in this flesh. We need your power to love right. Because, God, we're weak. We can't do it without your Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we need you. Things are being done wrong every day. The spirit of evil is raging. And trouble has encamped in the world. But you are the God that sits high and looks low, and you orchestrate the affairs of men, and you move in the hearts of men. And we ask in you right now, God, to give us the strength and the power to do the things that you called us to do. Because without you, we're unable to do it. Without you, God, we're unable to go forth. Without you, God, we cannot abide in love and peace. Take away the anger from us. Take away the spirit that we're being victimized. We will not live in a victim spirit. But we are strong in Jesus, and we are mighty in the Lord. And God, help us to go forth in power. We thank you, God. Let your power abound. Let the destiny and purpose that you have for our life go forth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to press in. Help us to press in. Help us to press into prayer. Help us to press into fasting. Help us to press in, God, to the praises. Help us to reach the mark of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We will not be weary in well-doing, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Help us, God, to walk by faith and not by sight, and not in our flesh. Lord, increase our capacity to handle what's before us and give us the help that we need to make it through. Send a breakthrough, breakthrough stumbling blocks, breakthrough obstacles, breakthrough hindrances. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your breakthrough angel come. Oh, God. We need angelic support. We need it, God. We need the angel army to assist us in all that we do. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring a breakthrough. We need to move to our next level. For God, bring a breakthrough. We need to move into the things of God. Oh, God, bring a breakthrough. Lord, we need the power of God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Use us, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You said you're searching for a man that will fill the gap, that will stand in the gap. Oh, God, choose us. Oh, God, use us. Let us empty out the flesh and let the Spirit of God fill us up. Teach us, God, wisdom and knowledge to walk in the supernatural power of God. You are El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner, and the God that fights for us. Oh, Lord, we praise you. You defend and deliver us from all evil. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. Oh, Lord. God, we say thank you. We couldn't live our life without you. Search our hearts. And remove us from all evil. Search our heart and take out anything that's unpleasing to you. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, of sins of omission and sins of commission. We repent before you, God. Dear Lord, forgive us of the things that we have done wrong before you. Oh, God, wash us. Oh, God, cleanse us. Cleanse us of our wrongdoing. Cleanse us, God, of things that we have thought wrong. Cleanse us, God, of vain imaginations that try to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Cleanse us. Oh, God, cleanse us. Cleanse us. In the blood of Jesus, forgive us, oh God. Forgive us and cleanse us. Oh God, send us a visitation of your power. We want to see your power, God. We want to see your glory. We don't want to be left behind. Oh, Lord, let the fire of the Holy Ghost come and burn out everything that's not like you. Let the fire burn out unclean thoughts from our mind. Let the fire burn out unclean pictures from our eyes. Let the fire burn out unclean words from our lips. Let the fire, oh God, let the fire, oh God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall on us. Fall on us. Oh God, we desire your fire. We look for your fire. We pray for your fire. Oh Lord, we lift our hands and we open our hearts for the fire of God to come. Thank you, Jesus. Bring a revival, Lord. Bring a revelation, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Send a visitation to the incarcerated. And let your power and salvation bring a shaking to every jailhouse. Oh, God. Visit every foster home and set the captives free. Visit the hospitals and bring healing and deliverance from afflictions and sickness and disease. Oh, God, we need your hand. Oh, Lord, we need the power of the Holy Ghost to walk the halls of every hospital. Oh, God, Lord, you are our source. You supply all of our needs. You are the mighty God that accomplishes all things well. All things well. Oh God, Lord, passion in our hearts to help the poor and those that cannot help themselves. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your divine kindness. Let the love of God increase in the hearts of those that follow and obey. Lord, let knowledge and wisdom and creativity flow through us so that we can do the work of the ministry. Send the angel army to protect us, to assist us, and to help us reach our heavenly purpose. Lord, wrap us in your arms
and keep us from terror and danger. We bind the spirit of fear and release courage and faith. Give us the strength and power to speak to every mountain that's in our lives and cause it to be removed in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We adore you today. We thank you today. We bless you today. And we give you the glory. We praise you, God, for how you keep us. Oh, thank you, Lord, for another day. We bless your name. We bless you. And we thank you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Thank you for joining us in this prayer. We hope that it will be a benefit to your life in Jesus' name. Amen.